Bava Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin and Medalef at the Mishnah. Ketzad haregel mu'edes l'shabeh b'derech heilucha, habehema mu'edes l'haleich k'darka or l'shabeh. How is a regel mu'ed to break things while walking? An animal is mu'ed to walk normally and break. Ha'isem meba'etes or shahayutsoyus menadzin mitachas ragleah, neshibes hakelim meshalem chelsi nezek. If it was kicking, or pebbles were being thrown by its feet, and kelim were broken, it pays half nezek, half damage. Darsa ala kli, v'shavosoy, v'nafal ala kli ache, v'shavoy, ala rishim v'shalim nezek sholim, ala achrim v'shalim chadzi nezek. If it trampled on a kli and broke it, and fragments broke another kli, it pays full damage for the first kli and half damage for the second kli. And the Gemara says, v'ein darcha latiz tzoyos, is it not normal to strew pebbles, why was it taught with kicking to pay half damage? Rabbi answered that the case is that the kli that was broken was in a person's hand, normally he guards it and himself, therefore breaking such a kli is unusual. However, if it was resting in Rishus HaRabim, since he had permission to place it, and the animal was permitted to walk, he's exempt, like the case of Regel in Rishus HaRabim. Abba Bar Mamal, Amar, Bar Shtei Drachim, Achas Yesh Bar Asovim Betsoyus, Achas Ein Bar Asovim Betsoyus, Anicha Es She'ina Bar Asovim Betsoyus, Vaholcha Bezu, Shesh Bar Asovim Betsoyus, Afa Pi Shehu Munach, Rishus HaRabim, Shesei Chayev. Abba Bar Mamal said that if there were two paths, one has grass and pebbles, and one does not have grass and pebbles, if it abandoned the path without grass and pebbles and went on the path with grass and pebbles, even if it was resting in Rishus HaRabim, he is liable for going on this path. It's like a shinui. Blaza Aime, called Abashu, Chutz Lagufa, by Chilku by Chachamim, Ben Rishus HaYochid, Ben Rishus HaRabim. And we take out the next couple of words. The Blaza says anything that's outside of its body means it's such as pebbles that it strays up. Chachamim didn't distinguish between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Don't say that pebbles were a tolder of regal to be exempt in Rishus HaRabim. Mahu shetekabel ha'ador v'dor shu chutz legufa. Can it receive ha'ador, which means can it become moored through repeated behavior to something outside of its body, such as pebbles, and pay full damage? If they were ama, mekabeles. If they were answers, it can receive ha'ador. Rabbi La ama, eina mekabeles. And Rabbi La says it cannot receive ha'ador. Ama bizeira masnisa pliga eloi shosh mischachich bekoifer v'nafal haradam v'hogoi chayev bekoifer upatam emisa v'chi yesh kreifer batam. Bizeira asked against a bila from a baisa. If an ox was scratching against a wall and fell on a person, the owner is liable to pay kreifer, which is compensation for killing a Jew, and the ox is exempt from being put to death. Is there full kreifer for a tam? Rather, we have to say that it became a muad. And the Gemara now says we add these two words, the chatzi koifa. The answer is it pays half koifa. Afilu karebi shesei zeira, leith hi pliga, v'lam apata mimisa, b'she hoyada, li'oith mapeles zak solim. The Gemara asks, is it not, unlike even Rabbi Zeira, why is it exempt from misa if it became moored to knock down walls and kill people? K'she pila is a koifa lehaya adam sham. The answer is the first three times when it knocked down the wall, there wasn't a person there, and even so we estimate that if one was there, he would have to be killed, and therefore it's mu'ad and pays kosher. Amar Blaza, itila glalim meshalim nezik sholim. Blaza says if it excreted and this damaged in the victims of shus, it pays full damage for the excrement. Dalkein man and amin tzav shehi hamikloit biyadoi. If not, means rather, this is a shinui. Will you say that if one wants to take his animal into Rishus HaRabim and not pay, he has to follow his animal with a maklot, means a kli to collect excrement, in his hand? And the Gemara says this, that he need not follow it holding a maklot, is when the animal does not normally excrete constantly. But if it does, then he must follow it with a maklot in his hand. Rabbi Hoshe Rabba, Rabbi Yudan, Nasir, Haben Yisirin, Al Rabbi Abba Bamamal, Vishal, Kiskasa Beznova Kagoin Elaine Pildata Mahu Laminan Le Klum. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yudah Messiah were sitting. Rabbi Mamo ascended and asked if an animal wagged its tail and damaged like these mules, what's the law? And they didn't say anything to him. But Zakena Malay Rabbi Abba, Alkein, man in Amrin, Tzach, Shehei, Teifes, Beznava. Afterwards, Rabbi Hoshi Rabba said to him, obviously this is normal, and he's exempt in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and liable in the victim for Shus. If not, will we say that he has to hold the animal's tail? Are the same Rabbi Shein Darka Lachain, Rabbi Shdarka Lachain, Tzach, Shu, Teifes, Beznava? The Gemara says this is when the animal does not normally constantly wag excessively, but if it does, then he has to hold his tail. It's obvious to us, you know, Shisha Rabban, he does not pay full damage. If it's normal, he's exempt. The question was to pay half damage if it's considered abnormal.